and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of Babylon the Great, I've mentioned how that Babylon the Great will actually come in to, we'll say, full fruition in the last half of the tribulation period. And this is something that I remind you that you and I, as saved people, we won't be there. We won't be going through the Great Tribulation. We'll be with the Lord because He's coming back for us before the tribulation starts and the rapture of the church. Now, some people make fun of that. We talk about the rapture, and some people say, well, it's not even mentioned in the Bible. Well, there's many things not mentioned in the Bible by name, but it's there. You have to study the Word of God to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And these people who deny that a rapture will take place, they need to be ashamed because they're not rightly dividing the word of truth. In fact, God says when you teach this that you're actually helping people, you're bringing comfort to other individuals when you tell them that Jesus is coming back for us. And some of us won't even have to die. We'll be taken up, be together with Him, and with those who have gone on before. And if the breath of life leaves my body or your body before the rapture of the church, I believe that once again we're going to go immediately into the presence of the Lord and into heaven. And I'm looking forward to that. I would rather go up in the rapture, but if the breath of life leaves my body first, I'll still be with the Lord. And I'm looking forward to being with Him one way or the other. And you and I, who named the name of the Lord, we need to be happy today, no matter how bad it is around us, no matter how much we look and we see shades of Babylon the Great that's going to take place in the tribulation period, no matter how much we see today that resembles that, you and I still need to be rejoicing in the Lord. Now, last time I made mention about certain things that exist today that points toward the Babylon the Great, the New World Order. This is a true thing that people are forming. They formed it, the New World Order. And I said that it means Marxism. That's communism. Our country seems to be going in that direction. We need to pray that it stops. Open borders. When a country opens the borders, just anybody coming in without checking who it is and what they're here for, that country will eventually go under, because you have all types of the dregs of the world coming in. And I say dregs of the world, I'm talking about rapists, murderers, drug pushers. All of this actually is taking place in our country today, whether you realize it or not. And we need to pray and ask God to stop this. And another thing, the world currency, people are pushing towards the fact that they want a one world money system. And this is totally wrong. What this is doing is saying, well, we're all the same, and we need to be placed on this with the same responsibility of, we're all going to be having the same money, no matter how hard you work, no matter who you are, it's all going to be the same. Everybody's going to have everything just alike. If you work hard, you're still going to get the same as that person who doesn't do anything but just sat around. And we need to pray and ask God to stop these things. And also, I mentioned battery-operated cars. I used to play with battery-operated cars when I was a youngster, but you knew it took a battery, and people don't understand that this is not actually, when they say an electric car, they call them electric whatever, but they're actually battery. It's a battery-operated car, and don't fall for that. It's an electric car. It's a battery operated car. No matter if that battery puts out voltage or whatever, it's still battery. And it's my understanding that we have to have China in order to have these batteries. And we read and study and we find out that children are involved slave labor involved in producing the batteries that go into these cars. So we need to pray and ask God to stop this foolishness. And also, getting rid of gender identity is another area that we look at today that resembles what's going to take place in the last half of the tribulation period. Gender identity. People don't know where they came from. They don't know what they're doing here. And they don't know where they're going. And that's our job as saved people, to let them know who they are, where they came from, and where they're going if they do not trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We need to let people know that Jesus saves. And one thing I mentioned the last time was global warming, population control. I do not believe in global warming except when God does it, and there's no such thing. The global warming will take place one day. The Bible tells us that everything's going to melt with a fervent heat, and it's not going to be man that does it. Well, man may be responsible for his ungodliness, but God is the one who's going to destroy, make new. When I say destroy, I mean he's going to burn up the things of this world, the sin that is present here. There's going to be no evidence of sin that ever was on this planet. The Bible says, with a fervent heat. Now, these global warmists who believe in global warming today, they haven't seen anything yet. Wait till God takes over. And the Bible says it'll melt with a fervent heat. Everything's going to, no sin, nothing is going to be present that was in the past. I'm talking about the future now. Nothing will be left there that is a resemblance of sin. Things will melt with a fervent heat. Sin will be gone. Well, in 1971, the WEF, you say, what in the world is a WEF? Well, the WEF is the World Economic Forum, and it was founded by a character by the name of Klaus Schwab. He's a German by birth, and once again, we see him operating like Hitler would have operated, and this is something that you and I need to be aware of. This forum suggests that a globalized world is best managed by a self-selected coalition of multinational corporations, governments, and civil society organizations. In other words, they're going to put themselves in control. This is called CSOs. It expresses through initiatives like the Great Reset and the Global Redesign. These are words that they use, Great Reset and Global Redesign. And it sees periods of global instability, such as the financial crisis of 2007 and 8. Now, if you're old enough, you remember that. And it also, they take advantage of this and the COVID-19 pandemic. The World Economic Forum sees these periods as windows of opportunity to intensify its programmatic efforts. That's their goal. They have several goals, but that is a goal. They want to control the world. The World Economic System, or the World Economic Forum. They want to do this. Klaus Schwab started this. Well, there are major members of the WEF, the World Economic Forum. One of those people is Bill Gates. Another is Klaus Schwab, of course. He formed it. And a character by the name of George Soros. And I would say other high-powered idiots. These people are very rich, but they're, in my opinion, they're idiots. For the most part, they have never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior because they're not living the Word of God. They're not doing what God wants them to do. You say, well, I don't believe you should judge people. I don't. The Word of God does. Jesus Christ. He says in the Word of God, He is the author. He says that you and I, as saved people, we need to look into the Word of God. And if someone doesn't match up with thus saith the Lord, they're not of God. And the Bible says we're to watch out for these people. Well, let's look at a couple of them here. Once again, we see Bill Gates. Now, he's a very popular fellow, isn't he? The things that he has supposedly created. Bill Gates. Well, there's a video on YouTube, if it's still there, with Bill Gates talking about vaccines and depopulation. The billionaire says this. First, we've got population. He goes on to say, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that perhaps 10 or 15%. Well, what's he talking about? Lower what? Well, remember I said he first said, we've got population. Everything that he's wanting to do will control population growth. In other words, people will not be born, and those who are born, well, something's going to happen. He is an abortionist, by the way. When he talks of health care and reproductive services, he's talking about killing babies, murdering babies. And we have shades of even older people dying now. You say, well, you don't have proof of that. All you got to do is open your eyes, and you can look around, and you can see what's going on. It's coming, if it's not already here, and I believe it is, that once again, world population, he wants to control world population. And the only way you can do that, he says, with new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services. And we're seeing now the results of some of the vaccines that's been brought out to combat the COVID-19 and how that people are paying, even I believe, with their lives today. And there's proof of this. And we need to be praying that God would help those who have taken this vaccine not to have any adverse effects, that they especially need to be saved if there is an adverse effect. And they need to be warned that these people, like Bill Gates, he really doesn't care about them. He simply wants the world to look up to him as a powerful idiot. And I repeat, idiot. Well, Bill Gates also talked about lowering the population by 10 or 15% in 2010. It's not something new for him. He continues to do this, talking about population control. Well, did you know this? That William Gates Sr., this is Bill Gates' father, well, he was a trustee of Planned Parenthood and worked on the board of Planned Parenthood prior to his death in September 2010. So is it any wonder that Bill Gates is an abortionist? His daddy was. He was on the board of the Planned Parenthood outfit. Some more idiots that want to kill people, murder innocent babies. Well, what should be done with these people? Well, you know, if you go back and you read in the Old Testament, God had the way to take care of these individuals. The Bible says that if man shed man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. You say, were you advocating that these people be put to death? No, I'm just simply saying what God said. If man shed man's blood, by man shall that person's blood be shed. By man shall that person's blood be shed. And there's no getting around that these are murderers. These people are killing innocent babies. They're murdering babies that are innocent. They've done nothing wrong, but yet they kill them. They murder them. And you and I, once again, need to stand up against this murder that's going on in this country and around the world. The abortionists need to be stopped. And you say, well, do you mean we need to take them out and kill them? I didn't say that. I said that we still are a group of people in this country that believe in law, and they need to be taken care of the way that, first of all, the way God says, and then the law, the courts of this country needs to listen to God and do what God says to do. You may say, do you think it'll ever happen? I really don't know. I simply know that God wants things done godly. And we need to listen to the voice of God today as his people. And as people who do not know God as Savior, they need to listen to him and say, Lord, I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. And I want to see you one day, Lord. But people need to come to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He doesn't say that people are excluded. He says all people are included. They need to trust me, he says, as Lord and Savior. Ask me to come in to their hearts.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.